Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yep, you got us.
Yep, I got you guys. We'll get started with questions, and Matt will have our first question.
Josh, obviously, the early reviews are this was one of the greatest playoff games ever played. Obviously, you guys didn't come out on the right side of it. What were the feelings in the locker room after everything you went through down the stretch?
Obviously, we're disappointed. Wanted to win that game. Obviously, everybody wants to win that game. There's only going to be one champion crowned at the end of the season. So that makes 31 unhappy teams. And, hats off to the Chiefs and what they did today. You know, Pat played amazing. Got a lot of respect for him and the Chiefs as a whole. They made one more play than we did. That's what it came down to. But I'm proud of our guys, how we fought, how we battled, how we came through and persevered over some things throughout the course of this game and the course of the season. It hurts. You don't like feeling like this, especially back-to-back years at the same place. So we got to find a way to be better next year and to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
Gabriel, four touchdowns. Nobody's ever done that in the playoffs before. I mean, what was it about your guys' connection in this game and why it worked so well?
We were just whoever had the opportunity to make a play, we were going to make it, and I had a lot of opportunities tonight and was able to execute on those.
Thanks.
Hey Josh. Wanted to ask you about those last couple of minutes, or I guess I should say about the last, fourth quarter plus, the offense seemed to be able to do whatever it wanted, and that has to be an incredibly powerful feeling. Can you take us into that feel, whatever rhythm you guys were in or whatever you were seeing out there, and take us maybe through that that whole sequence?
Yeah, man, I think it started up front. Our front five did an outstanding job today against a really, really good defensive front. And then you look at outside, our guys are making plays, unbelievable catches, getting bees involved. Gabe making some unbelievable catches there. Obviously, four touchdowns. You think he went 8 for 200-something. But that's video game numbers, you know. So we had our opportunities. We made some plays, but not enough to get the job done.
Oh, that was it. I think I got muted because we have some background noise here, but no follow-up from me. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Josh, obviously you were able to connect with Gabe throughout the night. Is there anything they were doing, though, to take away Stephon that you guys couldn't connect more tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a good plan, doubling him, especially on some of these third downs, rolling a safety over the top, playing too high. And usually when you try to take away somebody and put two guys on, on 14, it opens up things for the other guys. And again, Gabe had his opportunity tonight, and he made some outstanding plays, and even Cole making some great plays, getting everybody involved. Yeah, I mean, that's what it came down to. And
And then, Gabe, can you take us through the two touchdowns after the two-minute warning?
Yeah. I mean, we're just – again, I talk about this all the time, but, you know, when your number's called, you have to make the play. And I knew that it was going to be a night like that tonight, especially knowing that we have guys like, you know, Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley that will be getting double more often than I would. So I was just prepared for anything coming my way, and I was able to, again, you know, make most of the plays that were called.
Hey, Josh, as you were walking off the field, you seemed to kind of be taking it in and looking around. What were kind of your thoughts as you walked off the field tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough, you know, to be in that moment. Again, had a lot of respect for Pat. You know, he throws a winning touchdown and he comes straight over and finds me, you know, to be in that situation and to do that. That was pretty cool of him to do that. And, you know, just obviously it sucks the way it happened. You know, we wanted to win that game. We had our opportunities, and I taking it all in and holding on to that feeling and making sure that, you know, we don't feel like this again. And, you know, like I said, back-to-back years in the same spot. It's tough to take in, but, you know, it's part of the game. It's part of the learning process. And we got to use this and figure out how we can be better and how we can, you know, accomplish what we want to accomplish.
Thanks.
Hey, Josh, Jason Wolf with the Buffalo News. Appreciate your time, man. Heck of a performance, heck of a season. What are you thinking? What's going through your head when you hit Gabe with 13 seconds to play to take the lead? Are you thinking at that point, hey, we got this, you know, we're hosting the AFC title game next week? What are you thinking then?
How unbelievable was that?
Thinking, you know, it's Pat Mahomes on the other side. You know, they made some good plays there at the end, and unfortunately the coin toss went the way it went. But I mean, again, scoring with 13 seconds left, that was unbelievable play by him. Our you know, front five blocking the way they did on fourth down, I believe. Again, I'm super proud of our guys throughout the season, the ups and downs. And I know it's disappointing right now. It hurts right now. And you know, you can say it's gonna be better. We're gonna learn from this, and it's very cliche, and nobody wants to hear that, but. I truly believe that this unit will learn from this. You know, we've got a pretty young squad, a lot of guys coming back next year. And again, we just got to use this as fuel for the fire.
As a quick follow-up, you mentioned the coin flip. Obviously the rules are what they are. How do you feel about not getting the opportunity to touch the ball in overtime?
Yeah, it's the rules are what they are. And I can't complain about that, because if it was the other way around, you know, we'd be celebrating too. So, it is what it is at this point. And we didn't make enough plays tonight.
And just real quick, Gabe, what's it like for you to have essentially, you know, one of the great games of your life, but then to be sitting there disappointed with the result?
Yeah, exactly. it's hard to be able to celebrate that when something like that happens, because at the end of the day, you know, this is a team game, and you want your team, you know, to keep going and keep playing to win the Super Bowl and move forward. And, you know, I was looking forward to having the AFC Championship, you know, at home too as well. And we didn't get that job done today. And, you know, it's upsetting.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate you both.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabe, can you just comment on that 17-play drive, just the guts your quarterback showed with all of those third down and fourth down conversions, in addition to, you know, being on the other end of a lot of those to kind of come through for him?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, 17 is always going to make a play with the ball in his hand. We got a lot of trust and faith in him. You know, he's the best quarterback in the NFL, and I stand by that. And I know that when it's time to make plays, I know he's going to be there to make them.
Thanks, guys.
Dr. Josh, Mookie Hawkins, Wolfville Sports Center, Andy, man. Great game out there today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, 25 points, man, in the final 2 minutes of that game. Could you just explain to us what was the emotional roller coaster like? I mean, just to have patience, just to, you know, battle for battle, toe for toe, blow for blow. Just could you just run through that emotional roller coaster, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to win a game. That's what it comes down to. And it takes everybody. It takes all 53 or 55 guys on the roster. I mean, no, I think it's 53 now or 50, whatever it is. It takes everybody on our team, from our practice squad, to the people in the organization in the building, to, you know, our cafeteria, you know, people upstairs. You know, and again, I'm proud of how we handled this season from top down, you know, working with all the COVID rules early on, not letting that be used as a distraction. You know, and I'm super proud of our organization for, again, bringing in the guys that we've brought in. But again, that, you know, it, you win some, you lose some at the end of the day, and you can't win them all. And, you know, we'll learn from this one.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, I know it's still fresh, but how would this loss challenge you guys to get better for next season?
You got that one.
You know, it's just going to leave that bad taste in our mouth. I know it'll be something I'll be thinking about until the next season starts again, because there's still going to be games going on and the Super Bowl is going to be played, and, you know, you're going to see it on TV and know you should have been in that position. So it's definitely going to have people with a chip on the shoulder coming into next year. And, you know, just being ready to play our ball that we know we can play.
No matter the outcome, guys, they put some respect on your name just tonight. Way to play.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That'll do it for tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.